When we started season one of Double Century, I honestly didn't know how it would go. A narrated podcast on cricket history seemed pretty niche, even for me. But the support for it and the incredible amount of listeners meant that I knew a second season was inevitable. The real problem was that writing season one took quite a long time, especially as each episode had to be researched and fact-checked independently. But I also didn't want the audience to have to wait 6 months after enjoying the first one that much, so I wanted to reward all the original listeners and the Patreon supporters for supporting the podcast in the first place. So I got in my head that maybe what I could do was a mini-series on one topic, something I could dive into for a couple of weeks and then record in one hit. The first one that came to my mind was Basil de la Vera. As there was no way I was going to be able to do his story in one episode anyway, it made sense to make it a standalone series. But while I started working on that, the entire world changed a little bit. Black Lives Matter made us look at professional sports a little bit differently. We had English and West Indian cricketers taking a knee, and I started to think some more about the other stories that led into Basil de la Vera's tale, or led out of it. De la Vera's story is the most well-known, but race in cricket has always been there. We had non-white players starring for openly racist countries in the 1800s, before the modern Olympics had even started. We have an international sport that had to grapple with the issues that most other sports never even had to worry about. So this season is really about race in cricket, and while Basil de la Vera is perhaps the main part of this story, there are many other things brought in. And we look at early Test cricket history, West Indies and their white captains, Jackie Robertson and Satchel Paige, Indigenous Australian cricket, the term we use for left-arm wrist spinners, Ranji, West Indies' historic 60-61 tour of Australia, and of course, there's quite a bit on South African cricket. But here's one story I didn't touch on in season two. When Jason Gillespie played for Australia, he was thought at the time to be the first Indigenous Australian player. When he first played, in fact, not that much was made of it, but as his career wore on, people talked more and more about the fact that he was the first Indigenous cricketer. Later on, Dan Christian, Ashley Gardner, Darcy Short, Scott Boland would play for Australia as well. But as we would later find out, Gillespie was not the first Indigenous Australian to play cricket for Australia. That was Faith Thomas, the tearaway quick who played a test in 1958. She bowled off six steps and learnt to be quick by chucking rocks at galahs. And for years, she wasn't even mentioned. This season is for cricketers like Faith Thomas, the ones we found out about late, and the ones that sadly we'll never hear about in the first place. We really hope you enjoy it.